Jewish students complain about harassment at U.S. campuses published at the Arab News, March 30th, 2017. You have to hand it to AIPAC, the powerful pro-Israel lobbying group that herds American foreign policy on issues related to Israel in the Middle East. They've come out with a new documentary called Hate Spaces, which claims to expose rising anti-Semitism on college campuses against pro-Israel students. That's fascinating to me because the real harassment has always been against Palestinian and Arab students at many college campuses. Only in recent years have Arab students stood up to the hate politics of the pro-Israel activists in this country. When I was in college at the University of Illinois after serving honorably during the Vietnam War, I immediately got involved with the Arab Student Organization. What I learned was that the University of Illinois was biased and discriminatory against Arabs. The university provided funding, grant money, office space, and all kinds of support to the Jewish and pro-Israeli student organizations, but it made it impossible for the Arab Student Organization, which I headed as president from 1975 until 1976, to get any funds or program support at all. Instead, when it came to the Middle East, the university gave the pro-Israel students so much support, they were able to build a campus community center, bring in high-profile international speakers to well-funded events, and host celebrations and Jewish food fests. Many of the university's faculty participated in the pro-Israel events too. The university gave us, the Arab Student Organization, $60 in a small, dusty room when we invited a spokesman for the PLO to counter the outrageous claims of the Israelis. But the Israelis had Abba Eban, who I debated once on national television, and they gave the Jewish students a fortune in money and support. The university paid the Israeli speakers airfare and gave them rooms to stay. The university always invited famous Israeli performers and comedians to their official university-hosted events. They never invited Arab performers. When other universities do, they exclude anything that has to do with Palestine and showcase only non-political events from Morocco and Tunisia. Today, pro-Palestinian activists are increasing in numbers, and it's not easy for pro-Israeli students to rely on the pro-Israel bias of local universities to ensure their edge in impacting the political climate of a community. Colleges and universities are great places to build movements that can influence mainstream audiences. The truth is, the university system in America reflects the hate-driven bias that defines the mainstream American news media, which, when it comes to Palestine and Israel, is unprofessional, unethical, and biased to the point of racism. It also reflects the local politics of communities where pro-Israel activists have made great strides building alliances with elected officials and government offices, while the Arab side has done so little. That's our fault as a community. What is not our fault is the bias that exists in the media and the university system against anything that says something good about Palestine. Tragically, many Arab countries have partnered with American universities to build programs, even though these universities have histories of discriminating against and excluding American Arabs. The Arab world often underestimates the power that American Arabs can provide if they would work with them. Israel's government, on the other hand, recognizes the importance of building and funding a pro-Israel base in the United States. If I haven't said this enough, the politics of the United States will determine the future of Palestine. If you don't believe that, you are living in the dark ages. This growing anti-Arab hatred in America is rising up in the news media and at American universities and colleges. It impacts how American society views the Middle East. It can't be taken for granted. The Israelis recognize how important it is, and they use the latest in communications technology and social media to strengthen their view, while oftentimes the Arabs end up attacking each other on social media and the internet. The Arab world needs to reassess what it is doing with American universities and impose conditions that require fairness, objectivity, balance, and truth. As an American Arab, I have never asked anyone to blindly believe what I say or blindly reject the assertions of the pro-Israel activists. I have never asked the media to be anti-Israel. Instead, I have always asked that the media, universities, and public institutions that take my tax dollars to fund their projects, that they be fair and give us an equal footing in presenting our case on Palestine. I know that when someone hears the Israeli case and hears the Palestinian case together, the Palestinian case always wins out. I have that true faith in our cause because it is just and fair and righteous. That's why pro-Israeli activists spend so much time blocking Palestinian activists, calling us vicious names like anti-Semitism and excluding pro-Palestinian activists from their public activities. They know they can't win when our views are put next to their views equally and fairly. American Arabs have a right to challenge the lies and distortions and falsehoods that the better paid and supported pro-Israeli activists assert in their programs and their literature. It's not anti-Semitic to call Jerusalem an occupied city or to refer to the West Bank as occupied territory. It's also not anti-Semitic to call the Israeli settler movement racist and violent. Universities are supposed to educate students, not engage in political propaganda just to keep their wealthy funders happy. A final note about rising anti-Semitism in America. Remember how the news media reported on the rising wave of anti-Semitism? Turns out the suspect behind the bomb threats isn't Arab or Muslim, as many media suggested. The suspect is an Israeli student with dual citizenship who lives in Israel. I guess he thought his campaign of hate would strengthen Israel's false perception as a victim. I'm Ray Hanania. Thank you so much for listening to my column commentary podcast at thedailyhukah.com. My columns address issues from around the world, including news, politics, and slice-of-life topics from Chicago to Jerusalem to Damascus. This podcast is an audio production of those print newspaper columns and also features other independent audio interviews. My mainstream columns appear in the Des Plaines Valley News, Southwest News Herald, Regional News, and the Reporter newspapers every week, and they're viewable online too at thedailyhukah.com. My columns on Middle East topics appear every Thursday in the Arab News newspaper and online at thearabnews.com. Download my free podcast app from the Apple Store or visit my website for more information again at thedailyhukah.com. Thank you so much.